This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo.
Yeah.
Such a good Friday feel-good song.
It is a really good, this is a good mood song.
Yes.
Like, this is you roll your windows down and drive around song.
Yeah, man.
Went to Sports the Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Hopefully we're that too.
Yes.
Good mood, roll your windows down on a Friday driving around.
Yeah, man.
I always like, and this happens every once in a while, people tell us, like, they'll be at a stoplight,
yeah,
and we'll say something that they'll laugh at or react to, and then they look over to the next car,
yes,
and the other person's,
yes,
doing it too.
Yes.
What a
joy.
What a joy. What an absolute treat.
What a joy. Who knew that this voice would bring so much love?
I knew it.
Yeah, I did.
I knew it would.
I did too, man. I did too.
The harmony of the two voices.
It's
you
just,
know what I mean?
Dude, you know, most of the time I have,
like,
the TV, on mute most of the time before the game actually starts. And so she went and picked up Sam's from practice, came back in, and was like, "Turn it up." I'm like, "What? Boys and Men are on." I was like, "Oh, to watch them harmonize the national anthem last night."
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to turn it on. I turned it on.
Yeah.
And they were pulling Jalen Carter back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "What happened?"
Yeah.
And then obviously that all happened. And I get on Twitter. I'm like, "Oh, wow. Did he really? Goodness gracious."
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how the NFL season starts.
Yeah, man.
That's not
it's
right.
Unbelievable. But, you know, we almost say it's our rule. It's just something that, after all the years together and all the crap that people say, and mostly because it's on TV mess, whatever, like, we don't discuss the goat word.
We don't talk a lot about goats.
We don't talk
unless they're actually the animal.
Yes.
Because I did buy one for a,
yes,
village in Haiti.
We don't talk about legacy or legacy defining.
We're not big on legacies.
Pressure, who has the most. And
yeah,
now
right,
the
right,
new one that we're not going to do ever again, Bunk.
Yep,
it's generational.
Banned from the midday
show. From the midday show because.
Banned.
Oh, my damn.
Come on,
it,
guys,
is getting ridiculous. And, you know, I love a lot of these dudes, especially former athletes. I love them because I know them, all these different things. But I get irritated when a lot of them forgot that they played this game. And then they start talking and trying to be a media damn guy. You know what I mean? Uh-uh. No, you know that ain't right. You know, but yet you got to feel like you got this little pocket you got to get into.
Yeah.
And it just irritates me. So, if – all we're going to do, if you say those five things, we're just going to pick at you. Okay.
Right. We're not going to pick at you. Yeah,
we're just going to give
you a hard time. Because all you're doing is taking the easy way out,
yes,
on a conversation.
That's it.
You're like, instead of having a discussion on something that might actually matter, you're like, "Hey, what's something that we could do that'll be really easy today?"
Yes.
Let's say who isn't generational.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
That'll spark them up.
That'll get them.
And then you don't get an answer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
There's especially if you're saying someone who's just starting their career is or isn't.
Generational.
To say that someone isn't that also, by the way, isn't really a criticism.
I don't understand why.
Most aren't.
Exactly.
And then also, like, okay, so if you say that a young player isn't and then he goes on to not be, do you think that you're smart? Because most people aren't. So, like, you don't get credit for saying something that isn't often happening. Doesn't happen, and then it doesn't happen. Like, you don't get credit for being right about,
yeah,
something that everyone would be right,
exactly,
about.
Exactly.
Anyway, here's one other thing that I did want to say about that, and then we'll move on to some actual football
games
this weekend.
All right.
The thing that confuses me about some of those guys that you're talking about
right.
is they start off so good.
Yes.
And I still think a lot of these guys
yes.
are really good.
Yes.
And I've never worked at a major network or anything
yes.
like that.
And then what they do, Andy?
Be honest with you, this is more fun than that, so I don't want to.
yes. And then what they do?
They get, I don't know what it is.
Yes.
They get ESPN eyes
yes,
or something.
They do.
They trick them.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Ryan Clark's saying stuff that's like, no, say the interesting
yes.
stuff. Say the fun stuff.
But it's all of them.
Or like Kendrick Perkins used to be so fun.
That's
and
all
funny,
of them.
And now all of a sudden it's all this.
I'll
like,
tell you the only one.
What are you doing?
The only one ain't got like that is Swaggoo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
they haven't changed.
I just be like, what the hell are we talking about?
I know.
We know better.
I know.
You know, and I love them dudes. I do. I got a personal relationship with
them. The guys we just mentioned, I really like
yeah,
them. Now there's some people, yeah. former athletes and otherwise, that are on those networks that were never good
yes.
and continue to not be.
But
I still think those guys are really good.
Yeah,
just ban those conversations.
Ban them.
You can do better.
All right.
Let's
there
get,
we go.
Let's get to an NFL note.
There we go. Got that off the chest.
Sack! All right, two generational quarterbacks squaring off. Brazil. And Mahomes may really be, but whatever. All right, let's start with Raheem Morris as we get back into the Falcons and the Bucks just for a minute here. Then we'll get to some of these other games. Talking about Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. Like I just mentioned, all the guys, when we're talking about what gives our offense a lot of success, and Kyle Pitts is definitely one of those guys that you can mention. You guys have got the fortunate exposure of being able to see him have some success this offseason, to be able to have some success at the end of last season with Mike, and now get a chance to go watch those guys do it. You know, those are the type of things you just don't even want to talk about. You want to just let them happen because it's got to be the hot man. And it's usually, like it happens in games, sometimes it's Drake, sometimes it's Cal, sometimes it's Bijan, sometimes it's Tyler, whatever the case may be. And we had great references. Ray-Ray, I think I missed Ray-Ray the first time, so don't write that. I missed Ray-Ray. But I just think you got to, you know, sometimes you get the hot man and you just kind of go and let those guys kind of play. And when you got it rolling that way, I think it makes a little bit of unpredictable for the other defense. And that's what helps us.
Got to be the hot man, baby.
That's the takeaway of the day.
Got to be the hot man. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, and we don't know what Moody's situation is as far as his availability for Sunday. But, I mean, even before the season, we were talking is as far as, you know, I don't want to say importance, but where we thought the receptions would go. And I think everybody automatically went to Moody as the number two guy.
Yeah.
So it has to be Kyle. In my opinion, Kyle needs to be the number two guy. And when I mean by number two, sometimes he might got to be the number one guy. You know, that's my feeling of his ability.
Yeah,
that's my feeling
huge
of his ability.
Would that be for this offense
yeah.
if Kyle Pitts can elevate to the level of, oh, we have to account for him the way that we account for Drake as well. That'll help Drake
right.
so much.
Yes, it would. It would help his damn offense.
It would help the offense so much. It would help Penix so much.
Yeah.
It would help everything so much if that can happen. And I remember, you know, the first week of training camp, Kyle Pitts was the whole conversation
yeah.
pretty
first,
much.
Remember that first day?
I don't
day?
Remember why
remember that,
it was exactly.
Because you remember
it
Penix,
was.
It was Mike's first.
Oh, yeah, Mike was
yeah.
like, I'm
yeah.
feeding him today.
Yeah.
You saw
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that a lot. So hopefully we see some of that on Sunday as well. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and we'll get more into keys to the game at 1:20. Talked a little in the 11 o'clock hour about what I don't want to be talking about on Monday, which is sloppy offense,
yes.
looking out of sync because of preseason, blah, blah, blah. What I'd really like to be talking about on Monday is, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Remember the possibility of what could have been? Like, we've talked
yep.
about what he could have been for so long. Now he maybe really is. Like, I know. He almost feels like, because, again, he was one of the many guys we didn't see in preseason. And once we stopped being up there on, like, August 12th or whatever it was, we didn't get a chance to see him at training camp either. So it's been almost a month since we've seen any football from these guys. I would really like for him to enter back into the conversation. And hopefully
yeah.
that happens on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it on Monday.
In
a positive
yeah.
way. In a positive way. All right. We'll get back to the Falcons as the show goes on. Let's talk about some of these other games. There is one tonight.
Yeah, man.
It is on YouTube. Not YouTube TV.
Yeah.
It is on YouTube. Chiefs and Chargers. Both really interesting teams, obviously.
Yeah, I think the you know, we know what the Chiefs are. You know, they've upgraded their roster, especially on the offensive line. And you know, the receiver thing is here now. I mean, because Rasheed Rice is not playing. We know he got suspended last week.
Yeah, they're thin at receiver, too.
Worthy's still there.
Yeah.
Kelce's still there. And you got 15. I would look for them to run a lot more with Pacheco and things like that until they get more. But I won't say that because you got Patrick Mahomes still, damn it. The Chargers. All right. I mean, you lose one of the best left tackles, Slater.
Yeah.
But you lost him 2 years ago, too. You remember he got hurt 2 years ago
True.
With a season injury.
And if anybody's equipped to – I'm not saying that they have the same level alt, right?
Yes, yes.
That can shift over and play left tackle because he did in college.
Yes. Is he? Did they shift him or no?
I believe they did.
They did. Okay.
I believe he was playing left tackle.
Okay.
But I mean, made the playoffs last year. One with Harbaugh. Was that year one with Harbaugh?
Yep.
That was year one with Harbaugh. I think it was one.
I think
it was one. It feels like two, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like two?
You're right.
It was year one with Harbaugh.
Yeah, but they're going to run the hell out of the football.
They are. They have a million running backs.
Yes, and they're going to use them all. All right, this is definitely still a 70-30 run-to-pass team. All right, they got Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator and Jim Harbaugh as the head coach. They're going to run the hell out of the football.
Not only that, but they just go out and acquire every running back in free agency and in the draft too. Like everyone you've heard of. Obviously, Omarion Hampton is the first round draft pick that they took from North Carolina, who I think everybody thinks is going to be really good. They have Najee Harris there as well. Hassan Haskins, who is the guy that's going to be their third running back, is pretty talented also. So. Yeah, man. They're going to run the football behind that offensive line and kind of let Herbert throw it when he has to. I'm interested to see what Quentin Johnson looks like this year, too, in year three, right?
Yeah.
Had the dropsies his first year. Was a little bit better last year.
They need to get him going. We know Ladd is going to be Ladd. Ladd's got to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing with Ladd. Ladd's got to stay healthy.
Oh, they got Will Dissly at tight end now.
Yes. You know, I told you that. I said, because remember, I like Will coming out of the draft.
Uh-huh.
And then Seattle picked him in the fourth, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
But, they got – Justin Herbert is as talented as any quarterback in football. I mean, just pure everything, ability. They just got to put it together with him. But Justin's got to have a big year for him, man.
Look, I mean, it's a full slate Sunday and Monday night too. Baltimore Buffalo's of Sunday though, right? Sunday night football.
The redemption.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the last time these two teams played, the heartache, how Baltimore lost that game with Mark Andrews dropping the football.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he caught a touchdown
to win
the game on Sunday?
It'd be great, man. And then you got the Bills who, I mean, Josh Allen's that dude. We just saw he signed with New Balance. So the New Balance has a new face.
Appropriate.
Yes. All the way appropriate. I want the Giants and the Commanders with that D line of the Giants.
Yeah,
man, trying to get after him. Green Bay, Detroit. Obviously, that's Micah's is going to play.
Micah's first game as a Packer.
Detroit's first game without the two coordinators they lost in those things.
Hutchinson's ready to roll.
So that should be an outstanding game. Saw one more.
I mean, Steelers Jets.
Yes, there it is. Yeah.
For a variety of storylines.
You mentioned it yesterday. That seemed like it's got to be personal for Aaron.
Definitely.
You know, they made him fly out. He's probably in a hut somewhere, smoking on that smoke, and then probably because they don't got no phone, so it's probably like a smoke signal to him.
Yeah, they sent the smoke.
Yeah, signal to him saying about AG wanted to see him in New York City.
It was a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, or something like that, man. Like he was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they sent him a raven.
They sent him a raven to go get him or something like that. Then the Monday Night Football. We'll talk about it Monday. But, Bears and Vikings. You can see Caleb, and I thought about it again. We mentioned it a couple weeks ago. He has no reason not to succeed with everything that the Bears have went got.
Heavily invested in the offensive line, finally. He's got – five guys to go to. Pick a guy.
Pick a guy.
And a really good guy in Swifty to hand it to.
Pick a guy who this dude can throw it to.
Yeah. No, if Caleb Williams can do it, he will.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, then he can't.
He can't.
Because they surrounded him with the pieces.
Andy, he got a whole lot to work with.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. No question about that. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about Saturday. Spend some time on Sunday. Well, and Friday and Monday. That's the NFL's got Friday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday.
And then Thursday's coming up, this week, eh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably got a Thursday. They had a Thursday yesterday.
Yeah, man.
There'll probably be a Tuesday at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about Saturday coming up next on Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. One thing I do want to tell you about as we're here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
What you want to tell us, Bunk?
Come out and try the new Scenic Moon cocktail.
Oh.
It's a blend of Blue Moon Belgian White, Tito's Vodka, and natural citrus flavored flavors poured over ice for a perfect game day cocktail. $8.99 as a part of their all-day, everyday specials.
Let me hold some of that.
Yeah, come on over here and get one of those delicious Blue Moon and Tito's cocktails. I also have a couple Tito's hats.
Well, yeah, one.
Well, I got one. I had two. I gave one to, gave one to him. Now I got one more for the next listener that comes up and says hi.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, we are at Twin Peaks. And let me see. What's in this thing again, man? Blue Moon. That's the Belgian White. That's the beer, right?
Uh-huh.
And you put it with the Tito's?
Yeah, you mix it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds all right there, man. Never heard of that before.
Try that. I think Blue Moon was the first beer I ever had that wasn't, wasn't like Busch Light or Keystone Light or whatever.
Right.
And they were like, here, try this. Put an orange in it.
Yeah.
And I was all right.
I like Blue
Moon. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Blue Moon. Yeah. I don't do the orange. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do a Blue Moon every night.
I think it was the first like post college beer I ever.
Oh, you're grown.
You know what it was?
Yes.
Well, I didn't even know. I just thought all beer tasted like that, like Milwaukee's Best.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, eventually, if you drink a lot of them, then it'll all get you there.
And don't get that twisted. I'm not being anti Milwaukee's Best.
I hope not, or
Busch Light or anything.
Oh,
like
I didn't
that.
Take it personal. I kind of did.
I'll drink. Now it's probably not what I might order first.
Right.
But if that's what you have, I'll drink it.
Yeah, but I thought don't be taking shots at the Busch.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, each to each his own.
All I'll do is take a shot and then chase it with Busch.
There we go. I don't judge anybody's beer. Well, I don't judge seltzer people.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do.
How do I judge people that drink that stuff?
I mean, I don't have the audio on hand.
Right.
But there's been multiple occasions.
But y'all shake y'all head for agreeing with this.
Of seltzer slander.
No,
against the listening audience.
I don't believe that.
just gonna deny. Okay. Fair enough. I think I think you've come around on seltzers.
Not to the point where I'm gonna drink them.
See, that's how I get you to do it.
Yeah.
Don't say what you said.
Yeah.
Try to get you to agree to something nice about seltzers. Yeah.
Not to say that I'm gonna do it myself. No. But if you want to drink them, I think you should.
I just don't like them.
You should
tried a couple, and I just don't care for them. You know, whether it's the big companies or there's local companies that make them. I tried one of those. I don't want to knock any potential.
Just
sponsors,
give it to me brewed.
But
give it to me brewed and brown.
Yeah, I just like beer.
Yeah, give it to me brewed and brown.
I like beer.
Yeah, man, brewed and brown with some suds. That's all I need in my life, man. That's all I need in my life, man.
All right. College football week two, not quite as loaded as the schedule of college football week one, but that's typical.
Ball is ball, Andy.
And it's still college football, and you're going to be very excited about it.
Yes.
Like, obviously, your school, my school. Now, Abe's school has a kind of interesting game.
Which school?
Well, yeah, you're right. He didn't go there, but the school that he roots for, Florida against USF, is kind of interesting because of the way USF played against Boise.
Right.
But, yeah, look, I mean, we're playing UC Davis. You guys are playing Austin Peay. It kind of is what it is.
Yes.
But there's some good ones. Obviously, Michigan and Florida is where Michigan and Oklahoma is where game day will be. Some intrigue there for sure. I thought Michigan played really well week one.
And, it's going to be a challenge because, I mean, this is this will be the best – well, it's only the second game. But when you talk about Oklahoma's defense, they got a really good defensive line bunk. And then we got Underwood. I mean, he was great. But, you know, like, it's not easy to go to Norman and win.
That's right.
You know, and then he's a young player. Obviously, they're going to give the ball to Justice Hayes. I didn't realize Jerome, the head coach for Michigan, went to Oklahoma.
Yeah,
he played O-line at Oklahoma.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, so he's kind of going home. But I think with Michigan is that they can run the football with Justice, which is not going to be as easy – because of the opponent.
Right.
And Venables, that's his thing, his defense.
That's what Oklahoma's going to try to do.
Yeah.
They're going to try to take away the run game, both from Justice Haynes, but then also from, Underwood.
He's a dynamic dude.
Such an interesting modern college football story, too, because he was committed to go to LSU, right?
Yeah.
And then various Michigan boosters, including one who's now on a pregame show, threw just crazy amounts of money at him and got him in Michigan, which, no, whatever, man. Good for you to follow the money, and Michigan's a good program. But, yeah, I mean, that's how he ends up there. I feel like him and Justice Haynes for the next couple years are a really dynamic duo in that backfield.
Yes.
But second game for him, Oklahoma knows what it is. They're going to try to take that run game away and try to make him a pocket passer.
Right.
If they can do that. Like, I'm not saying he can't do it.
Yeah.
He's a talented player, but that's what they want to do. I think that's how Oklahoma tries to win that game. I think Michigan keeps it close, though, man. I know it's a 5.5-point spread or something like that, but I think that's a pretty good one on Saturday, 7:30 on ABC. South Florida at Florida, like we mentioned. I don't expect it to be all that good of a game. And if Florida's as good as some people seem to think that they are and talk about them being,
Florida, then
it shouldn't be all that close. But I think this is one where we get to learn a little bit more about Florida.
Florida has dudes, but the one is the quarterback that everybody talks about, DJ Lagway, and his continuous development. Because I think this young man has all the ability in the world, man. This guy can play just as good as any quarterback in the country. And we saw a lot of it. Like, I mean, we still were going to win the football game, but how he had Georgia, we were on our damn heels when this young man was in the ball game. So I don't want to take anything away from that possibility. But, I mean, when you look at can Brown play as good as he played in the Boise State game, talking about the USF quarterback, because they jumped on Boise, and it was like one of the things where it just continued to just, what's it called, mudslide or whatever, avalanche. I mean.
Snowball.
All those falls and balls and stuff, that's what happened in the first game against Boise State. So, but we talked about it yesterday. These kids from South Florida, you know, they get a chance to go to play Florida.
Yeah.
And they play Miami the following week, I think.
Yeah.
And then you got Florida State.
They should be there.
And they think.
Chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And
so that's always something that comes into play when these two guys, when these teams like this play South Florida.
There's an SEC matchup. Ole Miss is at Kentucky.
You think Lane's going to try to run it up?
I do. Yeah. I think that's exactly what Lane's going to try to do.
Yeah.
We said last week he would do that against Georgia State, and he did.
Yeah.
They scored 1,000,000 points in that game. And I just don't think Kentucky's particularly good.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. If you didn't notice that last week, watching them play,
they beat Toledo, but it took everything they had to beat them. Rivalry game, Kansas and Missouri, the Border War.
Yes.
I think both those teams are actually okay.
Yes.
Also, I know neither of them is ranked right now, but Missouri's been a pretty good team for a couple years. Bo Prabula is a decent quarterback. And then Jalen Daniels is still the quarterback at Kansas.
Yes, after 12 years.
He's played a lot of games there.
Yeah, after 12 years.
Yeah, so that should be a pretty fun one, too. I think that'll be a pretty entertaining game.
Obviously, Iowa State, Iowa is another one that's going to be as competitive. I mean, Rico Beck, he's playing just as good as any quarterback. I mean, this dude is the heart and soul of this team. He is the leader, which all his teammates will tell you about it. And now he's starting to get a little bit more notoriety, public, you know, as far as around the nation, and people are talking about Rocco as far as being the quarterback of Iowa. But at the end of the day, this is one of those, no matter what the record is.
Yeah.
You know, it don't matter what the record is. This is going to be a dogfight.
Seahawks is going to be a big game at all times. I was head coach Kirk Ferentz set the Big Ten record for wins last week by a coach.
He's been there 50 years.
Well, yes, that's normally what it takes.
Yeah.
So, or I tied it. This would set it. If they win the game on Saturday, he'd be the winningest coach in the history of the conference.
Really? Well, I mean, he's the longest one too. So.
Yeah, he's been there for forever. But again, obviously, that's what it takes. What else? Illinois Duke. I think we learned a little bit about Illinois. The fact that they're only favored by 2.5 is interesting.
Duke
spent $1 billion on that quarterback.
Yeah, and I saw they were talking about the last 14 games. Duke is 12-2.
12-2.
12-2 at home.
They're starting to call it Cameron Outdoor.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Oh, no, they're not.
I heard Pete Thamel called it that on the Game Day podcast. Oh, no. I was like, that's pretty funny.
Oh, no, they're not. we're not gonna go there.
No, it's not.
No, we're not going to do
that. If they beat Illinois, then all right.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Illinois, this is one of those go get it.
Yeah, look, if you're the 11th best team in the country and people are talking about you as a potential college ball playoff team, then you go to Duke and you push them around.
I'm going to go back to the top game because the Michigan and Oklahoma game. Venables needs this game.
Yes.
He needs this game.
Yes.
Yeah, he needs a big win. I mean, they beat Alabama. I understand that. But if he can get this one, you know, especially with the atmosphere, game day. And
well,
all
yeah,
that.
Right. It's at home.
Yes.
It's game day.
Yes.
He doesn't have a big win yet, as far as I know.
They beat Alabama, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they did beat Alabama. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's right. They kept Alabama out of the playoff last year. They beat them 24-3. I don't want to disrespect them. That was a nice win. But, yeah, I mean, this is at home against a Michigan team that might be good, might not be that good.
Know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Because the SEC schedule is around the corner.
Yes.
You got Texas, obviously you're going to play that game. You got South Carolina, you got Ole Miss, you got Tennessee, you got Alabama, back to back to back to back to back.
Ooh.
And then you wrap it up with LSU. So
damn.
If you don't win this game, you might not make a bowl game. Like there's a chance that happens.
He's fired.
With that schedule that they have. Their schedule is outrageous.
And he's fired. Hey, right. Speaking of college football, Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta. Starting tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you start your day off with College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall, Shop UGA, and these other schools from the SEC.
Alumni Hall's got nice stuff.
Yes, it does. It's a fan shop, but I'm not going to say those schools. But make sure you guys, it's John Fricke, it's Abe Gordon, it's my man Chris Goforth, and also Garrett Chapman will set the stage with all the big matchups. And then we have a triple header of games starting with Iowa State game. We just talked, it'll be at noon, followed by Oklahoma State and Oregon. And then top it all off with the game that is going to be the big game of the night and in Michigan at Oklahoma. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We all pick four games this week. We get on track.
Yeah.
Two NFL, two college. We'll find out how we did last week as well. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy. A lot going on. It's Funk Friday. Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Some advice, yeah. Yeah, good idea.
Ow!
Big day on the show, Randy. Oh,
I know, dude. And I'm a little jealous right now.
Well.
All right, because, you know, it's like one of the things where he came over and he said, I need to talk to Andy. I'm like, I don't give, whatever. But then he goes on because he's a big DragonCon guy and everything.
That's why he wanted to talk to
me. Yes, that's why he wanted to talk to you. But then all of a sudden he starts talking and he starts talking about Men in Black. That's part of the group that he's a part of, the Men in Black.
Yeah, he's a part of the Men in Black Dragon Con parade crew.
Yes, yes. Fine gentleman, other than Georgia Tech guy. But he's fine gentleman.
Yeah,
fine
very
gentleman.
Nice.
And then he comes over and says, I want to make you an honorary member.
Yeah.
Not you as us. You is you.
Me, yeah.
And he comes over here with the shades and the thing that makes people's memory go away.
Yeah, the little memory thing. What's it called, Abe?
Yeah, he would know.
Neuralizer?
The Neuralizer.
Yeah. Now,
I've always wanted to.
I have a question about something.
Yeah, what?
How many of the Men in Black movies have you seen?
I've seen – how many are there?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've definitely seen the first one.
Okay.
Then there was one where there was a lady agent.
Okay. You
right?
Did you see that one?
Yeah, sure.
I did see that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I watched three of them.
Okay.
All right, well, I don't.
One, two, and three?
Yeah.
Not MIB International?
Dude, I haven't seen that.
Abe, let me get my point away, Abe.
What's your point?
My point is, why the hell I can't be a part of no MIB?
He told you why.
Yeah,
he said because you're born too hard.
He made that assumption.
Oh.
No, not the part about born hard, because that I am. But I like stuff.
Yeah.
I like Men in Black.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
black. And I'm a man.
Well, maybe you already are a Men in Black.
Yeah.
Men in Black.
Yeah, I'm black and I'm a man. So, but yeah, I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, so I'm an honorary member of the Dragon Con Parade Men in Black crew.
I bet you won't go to you going to go next year?
To what?
To the concert. To the parade.
You never know when it is and schedules and all these things. You know, I mean, who can even say? What am I going to be doing next week, Randy? Who knows? Who knows? All we know is that I'm an honorary member of the Men in Black. So would I be A?
A what?
Yes.
Agent A.
Yeah.
Because it's J, K, they get a letter.
Why would you be A?
Because my name starts with A. Oh, you ever seen the movie, Randy? Mr. Tough Guy?
I did actually see the movie.
Remember they called him Jay?
I just don't remember a lot of that. I don't, it's been so long since I've seen it, dog. It has, man.
I think that's how they picked it, right? Just the first letter of your name is your agent thing.
As so they erased his fingerprints.
Oh, God. Here comes the film guy.
As they erased his fingerprints, they erased his name.
Here comes the film guy with his analysis on every damn thing.
It's cool.
What was their Rotten Tomato grade, Abe?
I
have to think Men in Black 1's got a pretty good Rotten Tomato. That movie was awesome.
That was a huge film.
It was a huge hit. And the song was big. I was young enough to think it was cool.
You know, that's like one of the three.
Dude, the song is awesome.
The song was cool. He did like the dance move and the alien did it. That was great. It's
called the MIBs.
Yeah. Dude, when that came out of the sixth grade dance.
Yeah, man. But, all right, I'm just checking. You know what I mean? That's all.
The carryover into Wild Wild West theme song didn't go
that
quite as well.
That did not go the way that they thought it would.
I am one of the few people that like Wild Wild West.
Really? Randy, the movie?
Randy, yeah, I watched it two days ago.
I actually am one of
the – It was on 2 days ago when I watched it.
It really wasn't that good, though.
It really wasn't.
Yeah, it really wasn't. Now that I think about it, it really wasn't that good.
Still funny.
Yes, it really wasn't that good.
Yeah. I understand what they were trying to do, like carryover magic from Men in Black and the song and all that, but Nah.
He got like $20 million, didn't he?
Sure, sure, for him, and, yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. You could call it a flop, but the check cleared.
The check cleared.
He was on a heater, though, man.
He was, dude.
Like, that Will Smith early 90s heater.
The summertime of Will.
Yeah. Dude. It really, like, and, you know, and that's on the back of the music and the Grammy.
And the show.
And the TV show.
Yeah.
And then Independence Day. And then Men in, so, like, I don't know.
But, yeah, eventually, just like most things, he got a little too old.
A little oversaturated.
Yeah. He got a little too old for the Will character on Fresh Prince.
Did you see he did a – I don't know what podcast he was on.
Hell. He got embarrassed again?
Where they have him – they had him freestyle.
Dude, it was good.
It was good. That's what I was going to say. Did you see his freestyle? It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good, and we all liked it.
He's having so much fun, though. He done got Jada up off his back. Yeah, you know what I mean? They still married, but he probably like, you know what, Jada, you going. What was that word? They had Will crying at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Entanglement?
Entanglement.
Yeah.
Go get yourself in
entanglement. Yeah, he done got untangled. Will back out in them streets.
Yeah, trying to get tangled back up.
You know, Will, man, back in Miami, me-yi-yi-yi-yi, with some of them young mommies down there. I'd be like that, too, if I got untangled from her. God, I can't believe that man let that woman embarrass her.
Yeah, that was a tough run.
That was a tough one, dog. I love my wife. I do. I will die for my woman. But I ain't going to a damn talk show with her.
Yeah, especially I'm going to avoid the red table.
Especially with her. And I didn't see her content.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'll do anything for you except a podcast. We're not doing a podcast. All right, let's make some picks against the spread. How'd we do, Abe? How'd we start the season?
Bo came out swinging 4-0 on the start for Bo.
Well done.
The rest of us all batting .500, 2-2.
Okay. Could be worse.
Yeah.
Okay, I went first last week, so I'll do it again. Is it fine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got the Arizona Cardinals +6.5 at New Orleans. These week one lines are hard to pick. Yeah. All the close ones I don't feel good about. I was like, I think New Orleans really bad, so I'm going to take that one.
Taking is it plus or minus?
It's plus. Yeah, the Cardinals are minus. Sorry.
Okay.
Cardinals are favored by 6.5 on the road.
Okay.
I got Denver -8.5 against the Titans.
Okay.
And then I got Michigan. I think Michigan will cover
yep.
against Oklahoma. I don't think they'll win, but I think that'll be a close game.
What's the spread there?
5.5. And then
they're
getting 5.5. And then BYU, they're not favored. They're underdogs. Michigan's underdogs. And then BYU is favored by 20.5 against Stanford, who might be the worst Power 4 team in America.
They're awful.
They're very bad.
I'm with you on the Michigan. Give me Michigan +5.5 versus Oklahoma. I like Iowa State -3 versus Iowa. Cleveland always plays well against Cincinnati at home. So give me Cleveland +5.5 versus Cincinnati. And then I like the Arizona Cardinals -6.5 versus Saints too.
91% fresh was Men in Black.
Okay, good. Good.
I also
– on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
Good.
I also believe that Lane says – we don't care about them kids. Give me Ole Miss -8.5 at Kentucky. Give me West Virginia -3.5 at Ohio. I think the Bengals are going to roll Joe Flacco. Give me Cincinnati -5.5 at the Browns. Give me the Steelers -2.5 at the Jets.
I've got Ole Miss as well, 8.5 against Kentucky. You guys talked about it in college football. It doesn't make sense to me. If Illinois is that good, They should be able to beat Duke by more than a field goal. So give me Illinois -2.5.
Maybe they're not, though.
Maybe they're not. But I think that.
Duke was tied 10-10. Yeah. They got it going.
Yeah, that's true.
You might get a text in the morning about this one.
I disagree. I'm with Bo. I disagree with this Browns-Bengals thing. The Browns are – they just feels like they're starting the season in Deadsville.
I think it's first game, and it's the Bengals.
It might be. But
only game Flacco is going to be healthy for.
Yep.
Yeah. And we'll see how much of that game is healthy
for. We'll see how much that matters.
Give me Burrow. Give me Chase. Give me that offense. And then I'm going to take the Commanders 5.5 against the Giants. I don't like what's going on offense. I think Malik Nabers caught a little back tightness today.
That Randy was telling us during the break that Christian McCaffrey showed up on the injury report for the 49ers.
Yes. That ain't good.
Terrifying to all fantasy owners.
That ain't good.
Yeah, man. But Bo was saying it was just he's not out. He's not injured reserve or anything like that.
But
he just showed up on the injury
list. He's on the list.
He's on the list. He'll be. He's always on the list,
yeah.
right? Trying to talk myself into it. Okay.
Yeah. Right, well,
we handcuffed him though. We got his backup. All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Money.
A. My agent name.
Oh no, one second. There, my text from my man Big Mike.
I did?
Yes.
Did I really?
No. Talk about the question I asked you.
Oh.
You didn't say it. The word, which
I was like, did I really say that
no,
on the radio?
No.
Oh yeah, but no, that is what I said.
Yes, that's what he said. That's why Big Mike just texted me that.
Yeah. You never know, but yeah.
Oh man.
All right. We may have had one or two of these before. I don't always remember which ones I've asked before, but here we go. Doing so in the 90s with Dallas and San Francisco, who's the only player in NFL history to win 3 Super Bowls in a row?
Andy. Ken Norton.
That is correct.
Yep.
That is correct. Within 1 year, either way, when did Muhammad Ali change his name from Cassius Clay?
Oh, man. Randy.
When
did he fight? He fought Liston. He was still Cassius Clay when he fought Liston. 64.
That's dead on.
Okay.
1964.
I'm glad I didn't ring it because I would have been wrong. Wow. Good one.
Nice job. Who are the two teams that have beaten the Falcons in a Super
Randy.
Bowl?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, damn. Well, they only been a two. I was about to say, is it worth this question? The Broncos and the Patriots.
That is obviously correct. Randy out to a 2-1 lead. Rushing for a grand total of 2 first downs last season. Who was 3rd on the Falcons behind Bijan and Algier in carries?
Randy. Oh, God. Kirk Cousins?
That is correct.
Oh, that's great.
23 on the season.
Because I'm racking my – I'm like, Carlos Washington?
I think I was – Ray, didn't they get the
what
ball? Ray
Alabama running back that they had?
Ray, I think, had a couple, too. He was up at 10, I believe.
Okay.
What's the name of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Caribbean Pirate mascot?
Randy.
Dusty. It's not Dusty the Pirate. No.
When is it Caribbean and when is it Caribbean?
I don't know. I may have said it wrong.
Dude. Pirates of the
Caribbean.
Right. But you go on vacation to
the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a great point.
But it's the same word, right?
I think it's all the same. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
We all do that.
We all do that.
Everybody
though.
Does that. When you go down there, you go down to the Caribbean.
Yes.
But it's the movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, which I don't know why.
That's a great question.
I don't know the answer to that question, though. Is it Jack Sparrow?
No, that's the character in the actual movie, Captain Fear.
That's what they call him.
I was better with Dusty.
Dusty would have been better than that, yeah. Captain Fear. Okay. They like had a group that spent a weekend thinking about that.
Yes.
And that beat out other options that other people presented.
Randy has a 3-1 lead. Who filled in for Tom Brady in 2008?
Randy. Matt Castle
is correct. After his knee injury leading the Patriots to an
11-5
record. I will be incredibly impressed if either of you get this one. Playing for the Falcons from 1969 to 1979, which tight end is the Falcons' franchise record holder actually having more receiving yards than Algie Crumpler or Tony Gonzalez?
I have no clue of this one.
Yeah.
If anybody would have known, it would be you.
I've never heard of this guy.
I've never heard of him, but I know they had a pyramid of the best Falcons of all time, and neither Algie nor Tony G was on it.
Yeah,
so whoever put that pyramid together, I hope it blows the hell up.
Yeah. Bad pyramid.
Yes. They had old boy from Arkansas on there. The defensive end they drafted number 8 overall.
I wanted to jokingly say Felipe Franks.
Oh. Jamal Anderson. Yeah.
They had him on there?
Yes.
That had to be the other Jamal.
No.
Right?
On the pyramid. They didn't have him. You know what? They might have had the wrong picture.
You might have been the other Jamal.
Maybe it was a pyramid of bad Falcons.
I don't know. But they didn't have my boy Algie or Tony G.
All right. My guess is Tony Jefferson.
Wrong.
Who is it?
That's a safety in the league. Jim Mitchell.
I've never even
heard of him.
No, I'm sorry. I've
good
never
name,
heard
though,
that.
Jim Mitchell.
He has more what than Algie? Yards?
Receiving yards.
Really?
Than Algie or Tony.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
Bet Arch knew that.
I bet Arch.
Did Arch throw to him?
No, Arch ain't that damn
old. No, he's not that old. My bad, Arch.
We're out of time, and there's not enough questions left to get Andy back in this. Randy is your winner.
Yeah! Twerk it on a Friday, baby.
That was a rout.
It was only 4-1.
I know, but it felt. I got the first one right, and then he got all of them after
twerk
that.
Twerk it on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm a man in black. I got that to hang my hat on.
Whatever, it ain't a real thing.
Would you like me to neuralize you so you forget the results?
Yeah.
Hey, don't ever in your life say that to another man.
Would you like me to neuralize you?
What the hell?
As a matter of fact, I would not. Go neuralize yourself. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.